Yeah, it's always something that we make sure that we do because you know it's never nice, you know, seeing people being sick over Christmas, especially you know the little kids we've come to see today, the little babies. I've just seen a week old baby, and it's you know having kids myself, it's not nice to see. But you know we try and come and do a bit, try and put a smile on their faces and give them a few gifts, and you know, just try and make them feel as comfortable as they can while they're here.
You were lucky, really, I suppose, in a way, because you had a foot in both camps, Stoke City and Port Vale, in the Stoke Hospital. Because I think you've come up against a couple of Stoke City supporters in the ward, haven't you?
We've seen one older lad who had his Stoke shirt on, and I don't think he was too pleased when we were trying to give him a Port Vale brag, but. No, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, giving the kids presents during Christmas because it mustn't be nice for the parents or themselves being in here. You know, if we can come and put a smile on their face for, you know, even if it's 10, 20 minutes, then, you know, as long as we can help out, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you are role models. You're in the professional game. You're in the entertainment business. And, you know, there is an inspiration when they see all your squad there, the management team as well. You see, you know, their eyes light up.
Yeah, I mean, and that's all we try and do. I mean, it's always nice we can come down and give presents and that, and all the lads be here and the staff. And it's nice to see when kids have a smile on their face. And if we can do that and keep doing that, then you know, it's something that we should do all the time.
For you as a family with your children as well, mm-hmm. How's it going to be? You know, how is it going to move those kids? Is it sleepless nights heading towards Boxing Day?
To be fair, the 7-month-old baby doesn't know anything, so we're all right there. But I've got a 4-year-old boy who's can't wait for Christmas Day to come. He's written his letter to Santa. He's done everything, so now I think I'm going to be having an early start to Christmas Day, to be honest with you. But I can't wait. I can't wait to see, you know, him open his presents and see what he's got. And I no doubt I'll be spending most of the time playing with stuff during the day. And we'll have a bit of my family around, nice Christmas meal, and then chill out, get ready for a big game Boxing Day.
Yeah, we're all like big kids, aren't we? No matter how age you are when it comes Christmas Day, but we're also like big kids as well. Whether you play or whether we work in it as reporters and commentators, Boxing Day is a special day in the football calendar.
Yeah, it is, and there's no better, bigger game for us than Sheffield United. I think they're going to bring a few down, so I've heard. But no, we're looking to go out and get a good result. We've had a good result this weekend. And we need to keep the foot down on the pedal now, especially at home. We had a little blip at home last weekend. So, we know it's going to be a tough game, but, you know, we're feeling confident.